From an injury standpoint, we came out of it relatively clean. Couple bumps and bruises. Mingo's knee's a little bit sore. We'll see how that is. Dez was a game time decision with his shoulder, so we'll see how he came out of it. And overall, that's we played well enough to win. Got off to a great start. They battled back. I give them credit. You know, there was the roller coaster of an NFL game. There was that long lull in the third quarter where we couldn't get much going and gave up some plays. But I think overall, when we needed to make plays defensively, we did. You know, 7 sacks. I think we ended up 3 turnovers. And then offensively, I was pleased with the way we ran the ball. I think we ended up around 4 yards a carry, and we made some big runs when we had to. And then you just can't say enough about the recovery of Travis Benjamin. Has come back from the knee fully. I just told him he might not be allowed in Nashville ever again. He's the Titan killer, as I called him on the sideline a couple times. But it's great to see a guy battle back and have the production that he's had. I mean, he's done everything that we've asked and had a phenomenal offseason, and the results have showed. From a quarterback standpoint, some inconsistency, but clearly made some big plays. Disappointing thing again was the football getting away from us a couple times. We were fortunate not to turn the ball over at all, even though there were a couple times it was on the ground. We did get it back, but that's something that we certainly will need to address and get cleaned up. I'll go ahead and open it up.
How about the way after those struggles, Manziel coming back and that big one to Ben?
Well, it certainly wasn't the way the play was designed. I think Flip had the best line of the day on the headset after he rolled out of it, ended up throwing backwards across the field and scoring a touchdown. He says he just said real calmly while everybody was cheering. He says coaching is overrated. So play. You know, they did a nice job. Brought pressure. We didn't pick it up. You know, Johnny did a nice job. You know, getting out of it and finding Travis and making a play.
What was supposed to happen then on that play?
Well, the protection was firmed up. We should have been able to pick that look up. And I'll have to look at the tape. I don't know whether we miscommunicated, but they ended up with one outside that we should have been able to slide to. It was going to be a much more conservative pass on the other side of the field. But, you know, when he rolled away, we really didn't have any receivers on that side of the field because we had protected it up. But he was able to buy some time and find Travis coming across.
Benjamin just adjusted his route totally
too? Yeah, I think he saw the scramble and just flattened it out and knew he had gotten above the defender. And then it was just a matter of just outrunning him to the football.
Mike, was there something you saw in Johnny this week in practice that you had a good feeling about that he could come out and perform what he did today?
As I said, he was prepared. He had gone through a lot of the reps with the ones and you know, sitting in on meetings and then meeting with the quarterbacks on Saturdays, getting a good sense for where they are from a mindset standpoint, and having him talk about what plays he likes in the game plan and why. Just being interactive. I think when your players, this is any position. I think when players are interactive with the plan, we like this. We don't like this, you know. And as coaches, we can go ahead and I always say, hey, we're not the ones out there playing. They're the ones out there trying to execute these plays. Let's make sure that they're confident in what we're doing. So, he was very interactive with the plan, and again, there was some inconsistency there, but he made enough plays for us to win.
Does Johnny keep the starting job?
Josh is in the concussion protocol still, so until that. Until that situation is resolved, then he will be the starter.
After that,
we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm not going to speak on that now.
The second play of the game, was that something you guys saw you could take advantage of, or was that?
It was something we had schemed up that we knew we wanted to take a shot if they came out in a certain personnel grouping that we felt that we could get Travis behind the defense.
I think Johnny only wound up with 15 attempts. Was the game plan coming in to be conservative and run the ball?
It wasn't to be that conservative. I mean, we got a little bit conservative in the third quarter, and they did a good job. It would have been hard to justify up 21 to come out and be throwing the ball. We wanted to make sure at the very least that the clock was moving, and they did a good job knowing that. You know, bad things can happen when you throw the football, and especially with the lead, we did not want to. You know, we weren't sitting on it, but at the same time, we were picking our best runs and wanted to make sure that we worked the clock. And you know, that the possessions weren't fast. But like I said, I give them credit for defending what we did, and we found, I thought, a critical part, you know, was that last drive where we were able to kind of punch that ball out and hit some big runs, and then we got the first down and we were able to end up, you know, driving down and taking the shot with him.
What was the key to the pressure you were able to put on Mariota most of the day?
I think it was a good mix. I think Jimmy O did a really good job kind of mixing pressure with straight rush. I thought our guy and we got to him a lot with just straight four-man rush. And not just the sacks. I think there was also a cumulative effect with that. We hit him a bunch, too, that we did a good job. If there were a lot of pass plays, I look back, he's picking himself up off the ground. So anytime you can do that to a quarterback, not just get the production with the sacks, but affect them, you'd like to think that has a cumulative effect over the course of a game.
Like, it didn't come into play, but your decision to go for it on fourth and inches – field goal range, what was you thinking?
Yeah, we debated, do we want to go up three scores? And anytime it's inches, we have confidence in our guys that we can make it. We felt that we were up two scores, and you know that we felt we could get that. And I give credit to them for stopping us. You know, we didn't execute the play, the sneak well enough. But I mean, it's easy to say I regret it now that it didn't work out. But we just felt we had momentum the way we were playing defense. We had them shut out to that point. That was the decision we made, and we rolled with it.
Is that what you wanted to see out of Crow? I mean, you talked about breaking tackles on the touchdown. I think you did on another couple. I saw you did.
Yeah, that was the big challenge all week. Is running hard, breaking tackles. And it's not just him; it's that whole room. I thought Duke did a nice job as well. Hit some runs where wasn't blocked for much, and next thing you know, the sticks were moving, or it was a real positive gain. So I thought both backs. Did a real good job.
Mike, can you talk about the defense playing with a purpose, and was that classroom and practice in action that we saw on the field today?
It was. I mean, there's definitely some things to get cleaned up, but overall, I mean, any time that you hold an offense down for that long, I mean, you're going to be successful. You get to the quarterback seven times, and you get some takeaways. You're going to win a heck of a lot more games than you don't. So, and that group was, they took the challenge, and I think the whole team did. And you heard it from talking to guys during the week, Whitner especially, embarrassed, whatever it was, that we didn't go out there and put forth our best effort. And we let the circumstances, the way the Jets game went, get to us a little bit. And I thought that the sideline did a great job. The energy was up, even though the third quarter went the way it did with us not, generating much offense. But overall, I just thought it was a great team win. You get a contribution from special teams. The O did some good things to get us the lead, and then obviously closed the game for us. And then defensively, they were solid throughout.
Manziel only had a couple yards, I think, rushing today. Is that a product of the way they defended him, or did you talk to him before this game about trying to keep himself out of harm's way?
No, I think he has a good sense of when to get out of the pocket if it opens up. I thought they did a good job of they were just running some interior line games that there weren't. You could tell they game planned for it. Whereas maybe New York did not. There weren't as many, just kind of my sense from the sideline, there weren't as many kind of, gaping scramble lanes. I thought they did a good job with it, keeping him in the pocket.
What more can you say about Benjamin? I mean, the guy had almost 300 total yards with punt returns every score.
And to me, you can't be happier for that for a guy. I mean, just for what he's gone through, coming back, and just last year not being 100%. And that really weighed on him. And just when you see a guy buy in and prepare the way that he prepared, and anybody that spent time around him know that he's a great player and he's an even better person. So those are the kind of guys you root for. And it was just awesome to watch him have the production that he did.
How important is it to get this first win out of the way?
Yeah, to me, all wins are – I mean, it was it was great. I told the guys afterwards, there's no better view to stand there in the locker room and just look at the look on their faces. I mean, just winning in front of our crowd, there's just no better feeling. And just to see them celebrate afterwards is special. Winning's hard in the NFL. And for us to be able to do it, in front of our home fans with the home opener, it makes it that much more special.
Mike, was it the same knee Mingo had surgery on they're talking about?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it was the same knee or not. I don't think it was anything serious. I think it'll just something we'll have to monitor.
Coach, for that first quarter, what would you call the channel you had the remote set on?
Oh, we control the volume. Yeah, there were times. I mean, I thought our fans did a great job, and they stayed in the game too. It's not we didn't give much to cheer about in the third quarter, and then in the fourth when they came back and got it to within a score, but they were there for us at the end, and you know that's what I tell our guys that we want them to be loud and use it as an advantage, then we have to do that. But I thought at the end of the game they were outstanding.
The last touchdown, Manziel pull a rabbit out of his hat there, or do you credit him for a heck of a play?
Well, it was a heck of a play. I mean, he felt pressure coming from his blind spot. I mean, that was vintage Manziel. I mean, we want him to play within structure and make a read, but when the play breaks down, that's what he brings, the ability to escape. Did an outstanding job, I thought he had the chance to just run there. I think one of the signs of maturity there, too, is that he kept his eyes downfield. He used that as an opportunity. I'm not just going to get –